So many times in Christianity, we have this prosperity gospel. God is with them. Look how rich they are. You know, the people who preach prosperity, I think of guys like Kenneth Copeland and stuff like that. They got jets. They fly around the world. Their wives dress in expensive clothing. They live in these homes. And they say, oh, isn't God good to us? No, he isn't. Because that's a double death, man. Death of the inward man. And when the outward man is alive, that's death. We look at those things that are seen. If we start judging things by that, then, well, the wicked are well on their way to heaven. In fact, many of them are already there. If we look on the things that appear to be pleasurable, appear to be good, appear to be desirable, then the righteous are in a pitiable state, and the wicked are to be envied. But that's not how we look at things. We look at the things that are not seen. And what are the things? I mean, you know, you can, a man's works can show his faith. Well, so what are we talking about? We're talking about the inward changes of the heart, the light of the knowledge of Christ shining in the heart, working death to the outward man and life to the inward man. Something that, though it has an observable effect in the world, it is an unseen process. I mean, this is the working of God that man cannot observe. Man can observe the fact that I'm no longer a drinker, but man cannot observe when God, what happened to me to change me. When God, the experience he caused to happen to me, that was definitely inside me, that I felt, but that no one could see. And many people didn't want to believe then, and to this day don't want to believe. But I don't care, because I don't look after what's seen and what man can see. I look after the things that are invisible, things that are eternal. Those changes God wrought in me, because I am his chosen, are eternal. They are eternal works of God. And for that, I'm thankful.